We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
And I love my wife and I love my dog and I'll see them in the fall. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I hear you.
This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
I'll tell you about a story. This is actually a little older than stories we normally do, but I didn't hear about it and I think it's fascinating and I'd love to bring it up. Car accidents. Of course, we know they are dangerous and damaging and you can get all kinds of messed up from it. But one thing I did not consider in the car accident.
Was the sexual fetish part of it, like that movie?
No, I definitely considered
like
that.
Like not Oscar winning Crash, but the other Crash.
As an Edward Furlong junkie,
yeah.
I definitely have considered that. Mm-hmm.
As a Cronenberg head.
Yes.
I was thinking like car crashes. Is they a turn on?
Yes. Turns out maybe.
Maybe. According to movie.
No. Myriad ways you can get injured in a car accident, but one that I never considered is hearing loss.
Oh, yeah.
Car crashes very loud. In fact, there's some studies that say they are about 160 decibels.
So 150 decibels, for anybody who's wondering, is a jet taking off 25 meters away from you.
Yeah.
140 decibels is an aircraft carrier deck, just like the sound of an aircraft carrier.
Right.
And then 130 is like a military jet takeoff from an aircraft carrier with the afterburner on. But something that kind of brings it down to an understandable level, a thunderclap or a chainsaw or an oxygen torch are around 120.
And if you are in a rainstorm with a
being chased
oxygen torch.
By two masked killers.
Yes.
One with an oxygen torch and one with a chainsaw. And then like the one is like looking at the other is like, well, these are both fairly impractical in the rain.
Yes.
This is neither one of these is going to work for very long.
But
we should have brought the machete.
That was an amazing Texas Hear Loss Massacre.
Yeah.
That
I'm just saying like when I was saying keep it simple, what I was thinking is like machete.
Right.
You know, and I know that chainsaw is cooler than machete, but like in the rain like this, like oxygen torch.
Well, that's what I had lying around. I mean,
you don't have a machete lying around. That seems obtuse. It seems to me like you just didn't want to do the machete because I asked to do the machete.
But look. Oh man. The rain put it out again.
We are never going to be able to kill these kids before they finish having sex.
Yeah. So it's very loud. It can give you intense hearing loss, which is something I never really hear anybody mention when they talk about being in a car accident.
Well, no, because you've lost that range of your hearing.
That's right.
As you get older. No, that's not something that you hear about a lot. I have been in a couple car accidents, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And you can barely
ever hear me, or yeah, at least it seems that
well,
way.
Well, I'm just, yeah, that it seems that way. And I'm trying, and I want it to seem that way. Your ears like do ring afterwards.
Yeah.
Like you can't, it's like a very loud like pop and then it just feels kind of silent. It's like they do it in the movies. The way they do it in the movies feels very similarly where it's the loud crash and then they do like the
Yeah.
It kind of feels that way. That's very accurate.
I have always had a paranoia about losing my hearing. My grandfather was almost completely deaf and it was a struggle to interact with him all growing up.
Yeah.
And it's so, and my dad would constantly say, you know, he worked in a steel mill. His father worked in a steel mill and that's why I lost his hearing. And you got to protect your ears and protect your hearing. And don't, you know, don't stand next to the speaker at a concert and all those things. Cause you never get it back. And
yeah.
I was always paranoid about that kind of thing. Luckily in this kind of situation, the masterminds over at Mercedes-Benz are trying to do something about it. This is a fascinating approach to the problem of potential hearing loss in a car accident.
They give you earmuffs. with every car.
Every luxurious Mercedes-Benz branded earmuffs.
Ooh, it's so nice. They're made of the same leather as the interior if you go for that option.
Yeah.
And it's buttery. It's buttery is what
it's
I would say.
Actually,
I cannot hear the world around me
as I drive
the car.
Yeah.
And you, people would say that's sort of problematic, but I cannot hear them because of my beautiful, luxurious earmuffs.
Oh, Mercedes-Benz, the most luxurious earmuffs you'll ever buy.
Mercedes-Benz, further isolate yourself from the common man.
they have a deployment system that goes into effect when it detects a crash happening and does certain things, deploys airbags, obviously seatbelt stuff. But now they have
deletes all the porn from your hard drive,
which is super helpful.
That's very important. Thank you, Mercedes, for that. You got to pay extra for the OnStar for that, but it is worth it.
I noticed you're having an issue. Yes, please delete my hard drive.
You destroy my browser history and change my underwear.
They have now a system that will play a tone over the speakers in the car. Within 100 milliseconds of a crash starting, that is actually consists of what they call pink noise. You probably are familiar with white noise. Mm-hmm. White noise, everybody knows white noise is like static or just kind of pleasurable. In fact, my son, my baby son, almost exclusively goes to sleep with white noise. I never did that growing up. And I kind of worry that we're going to make him dependent
on it.
It's
like static or a waterfall or an NPR podcast. Just like anything that puts you to sleep at night. Yeah, you know, this anything. One.
So anyway, white noise is that. But pink noise is very similar to white noise. It is non-specific noise, but it actually takes place bottom of the audio spectrum. So it has more bass in it.
Okay.
And the reason pink noise works so well in this situation, they've determined.
A lot of high frequency noises in a car crash, so it counteracts it.
Indeed. Exactly. Ha-ha! But not only that, it does something called the Stapedius effect. I'm sure I'm mispronouncing that. Stapedius effect. There's a Stapedius muscle in your ear, mm-hmm. and that muscle contracts when it hears certain tones. And when it contracts, closes the connection between the eardrum and the inner ear, and it actually
it's protecting. It's like a blast door for your ear.
Exactly. The inner ear is protected from sounds, and so pink noise actually triggers that Stapedius reflex in your ear and will actually protect your inner ear from hearing loss when such a loud noise. When the pink noise happens, it causes that. It's not caused by the loud crashing noise, so you would get injured if that hadn't happened.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, it's like a mix of, like you said, triggering this protective blast door, but also the same thing that like my noise canceling headphones do, where it's like the opposite frequency,
right?
And it's phased, so they're a little out of sync with each other.
Right.
And your ear just winds up hearing nothing. It like destroys the sound.
And the crazy thing about that is it doesn't really need to be done at a high volume to do that. So it's not like you're about to hear something loud and it's blasting a loud negative sound at you. It can be blasting or it can be playing a sound at a relatively low level that isn't going to be harmful to you. And it still works. It still triggers the Stapedius reflex in your ear and it still counteracts a lot of the negative effect of that loud noise.
They should find a celebrity whose voice is down in that lower register. You know, like
James Earl Jones.
Like a James Earl Jones or something where it's like a booming voice. So you could pay like an extra fee per month like you do with the GPS.
Yeah.
And as you're about to crash, like maybe James Earl Jones comes on and is like, as your life flashes before your eyes. I want to let you know, I've always been proud of you.
That would be amazing.
I'm James Earl Jones, and this is the last thing you'll ever hear.
And then right before you die, you go, I hope James Earl Jones never sees my browser history.
And if you pay the extra, he won't.
Right.
But if you don't pay the extra, here's what's crazy. They send your browser history to James Earl Jones. They send your browser history to every father or grandfatherly figure you've ever seen in a film.
Yeah.
It's crazy. And some people would say like, it's less a service and more blackmail.
But that's Mercedes-Benz for you.
Yeah. And then they pretend they only speak German when you say that to them and they walk away. And that's like real fucked up. But they're doing it. And people who drive those cars, they have the money.
You try to, you know, have a lawsuit or something about them. All of them are just sitting in a room with those earmuffs on.
They got the earmuffs and they're blasting the James Earl Jones going, yeah. Don't worry. No one is suing you right now.
No one is. I'm proud of you.
I've always been proud of you for doing the right thing. I'm James Earl Jones. So immediately what pops into my head is this is great. All cars should have this.
Right.
Secondary. If we know a crash is going to happen 100 milliseconds before the crash,
mm-hmm.
is there something better we can do to help?
No, this is pretty much play something through the speakers. This is all
it.
We got.
This is all we got. 100 milliseconds. Is there anything we can do?
No.
Can we make some sort of safety features deploy faster or before, or like, can they be crash predictive? Like, are airbags crash predictive now?
I think it's all part of the same system that they call, pre-safe. Is this kind of registered trademark of Mercedes-Benz. Pre-safe is...
It's everything that happens before you're safe.
Yeah.
Mercedes-Benz is like, yeah, we've invented this system that is everything that happens before you're safe. So all of the... you're just like, your shoes are untied. Like, yeah. You're not safe yet.
No. Pre-safe.
You're pre-safe.
You'll eventually be safe, but
you've
right now...
You dropped your phone like in between... the brake pedal and the floor.
Yeah.
Like, there's a lot going on. You're not safe yet.
You put yourself into traffic. It's that moment that in every movie where they're like dangling and the tension is raising. That's when they're pre-safe.
They're pre-safe.
And then the hero sweeps in and grabs them at the last second. Now they're safe, but they were pre-safe before that. So they have, I guess, all of these systems that are sort of trying to detect. And by the way, this is not an ad for Mercedes-Benz. I don't give a fuck what kind of car you drive. I just think the science is interesting.
But we will be invoicing Mercedes-Benz.
Definitely.
Anytime we mention a company on this podcast, I want you all to know that we invoice them.
That's how sponsorship works, right?
That's how I think it works.
Yeah, we mention something and then we send them the bill.
And then if you buy something from a company that we've mentioned,
mm-hmm.
Please send us your receipt so we can send it along with the invoice.
Yeah.
Because that helps. It speeds things along for
That's
us.
That's right. We take all that money and we put it in our pre-safe.
which is a pile of money that's 3 feet away from my safe on the floor. And like raccoons are in it. And one day I'm going to put it in the safe.
Yeah, no, it's just in the pre-safe now.
It's in the pre-safe. And my wife is like, where's all the money? Why isn't it in the bank account? I'm like, it's pre-safe. Don't worry. I've got it in the pre-safe and then I'll put it in the safe. And then like in 3 or 4 weeks, when I build up the energy and the drive and the motivation, I'll walk a block and a half to the bank.
Yeah.
No, but for right now, it's pre-safe.
It's pre-deposited right now.
And look at how adorable those raccoons look. Just shredding it up. And why are they in the house? Shut up.
Why are you talking to me like that?
Don't talk to me like that. I'm putting on my James Earl Jones headphones. You're a perfect husband and you do nothing wrong. You're also a good son to me.
He's the best. I'm
proud of you.
I'm so glad he takes his time. You would think it would take so much time for him to read all of everyone's browser history all the time. He wouldn't have time to record anything at all.
I think he's mostly desensitized to it now. Like, he looks at the browser history, but he's not really taking it in. Yeah.
I thought you would be watching all of that.
I'm not angry. I'm just disappointed.
Poor James Earl Jones, in a constant state of disappointment with all of us.
Why? So is this, do they have like a patent on this? Is this something where no other car is going to get this and only Mercedes-Benz will protect your hearing?
Boy, I sure hope that's not the case.
I bet it is.
You would want this to be shared with everybody, but it is certainly, a big part of what Mercedes-Benz is offering on their cars.
So this is out now? This is something that's in cars now?
Yeah, supposedly as of the 2017 editions of the Mercedes-Benz cars, it has been in them. And it says that we can't prevent all damage caused by an accident, but we can help reduce it. And I think that's pretty laudable.
Do they have like data on how many people it's helped or anything? Or did they just kind of do it in a lab situation? And
well, I mean, they have scientific evidence that it actually does counteract the negative effects of hearing loss in an accident, but I don't know if they have any statistics of how many people it's helped.
Because the other thing is, like, I also wonder if it's a sound that's a little outside our range of hearing, or if it's something that's designed so we don't hear it. Like, do we know that it's triggering all the time?
You can't hear it. They say it sounds like a waterfall a little bit, but it's like on the low end. You know how?
Can I just play it when I'm driving or like when I'm parked and I'm like waiting?
Probably.
Like,
There's no reason not to. In fact, I was reading some articles about pink sound because I'd never heard, or pink noise. I'd never heard of pink noise before. Evidently, there's a whole lot of different noises.
They're a Pink Floyd cover band that plays the Ramada Inn by the airport.
Yeah. Oh, man. Pink noise rocks. And by rocks, I mean, you know, they're fine.
If you're there and like you're staying at the Ramada, it's kind of cool that they're there. But like, Try to get to the bar a little before they go on because they like play loud and then it becomes all about them. And yeah. It's not what I want when I'm traveling. But they're decent.
They're decent. Pink noise. No, there's a lot of different noise. There's brown noise, blue noise, pink noise, and white noise.
Yeah.
And I learned a little bit about this. In fact, a lot of people swear by going to sleep, not to white noise, but to pink noise. They say it is actually better for your sleep than going to sleep to white noise.
Is there a reason?
None of it's scientifically proven. It's all anecdotal.
Yeah.
But people say that it actually... There's been a few short studies that say people go to sleep and sleep more soundly if they have pink noise instead of white noise, but none of it's really been.
I know it's a mental thing and it's just me, but like those pink noise, white noise machines, things like that, if they're on, I just don't go to sleep. There's something like, it's some psychological mental hangup that I have where like I know the machine is running.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, oh, there's this noise going that I didn't turn on.
We have a white noise machine that we use in our house. As I said, my son sleeps to one. And I don't know if it's real, but I think I perceive patterns in it. And that keeps me awake because I'm like, is there a slight pattern that repeats to this?
Oh, I'm sure it's either repeating because it's a recording that plays on the machine and that's a loop, or it's playing because it's some sort of like, it's a sound wave, right? Like it's an oscillating sound wave. And at some point it's going to repeat the same frequency.
And that's the thing that like gets my brain going and I'm listening now to it. I'm like, here comes that moment where it goes.
Yeah.
Here comes
that moment. They say a pattern is like the worst thing to listen to.
Right.
Like a ticking of a clock or something.
Shitty white noise machine.
Yeah. You probably got a shitty white noise machine. I don't know, but the kid goes to sleep to it.
Yeah. I mean, we use that to protect him against any sounds we might be making in the house that would wake him up out of his sleep. So he has never gone to sleep without a white noise machine. And I kind of worry a little bit that I'm creating a dependency there.
Oh, that could be, right? Like I have the hardest time falling asleep to silence now because I've been falling asleep to like podcasts for so long.
Right.
And now it's like, and it's really weird. There's a specific type of podcast where it's like, I have to be just interested in it enough that my mind doesn't wander to the things that my mind wanders to.
Uh-huh.
But I can't be so interested in it where I'm just like, what happens next? I got to hear the end of this. Right.
Yeah.
Before podcasts, I used to watch X-Men 2 on DVD.
Seriously? That movie specifically?
Yeah, it was X-Men
Not
2.
Not just a movie,
yeah,
that movie.
It was fine. It always kept me like a little bit interested, but I wasn't like so interested where I wanted to stay awake and find
out
what happened. No, it was the original X-Men, not 2. And I was just like, yeah, this is fine, but it's a little boring, but it's good and I like it and it's fine and I'll go to sleep. It was that and Sliding Doors.
Oh my God.
The Gwyneth Paltrow movie where she lives two lives simultaneously.
Right, because she's a mutant and she's part of that team.
Yeah, it's
or
part
she
of the Wolverine extended universe.
Yeah. Odd. I can't fall asleep to any television or movies. I can't. I mean, I have before, but that's not, I would never be able to do that because I wanted to go to sleep. I've only fallen asleep while watching stuff because I was so exhausted, but it's not a method for me to go to sleep by because I'll watch the thing.
I wonder if these Mercedes just instantly put people to sleep.
That's what it is.
Like if it accidentally triggers it, like I wonder like 2 years from now, there's just a bunch of lawsuits. It's like the pre-safe turned on and everybody just like fell asleep on the road and just careened off a cliff.
Well, if you were actually getting into an accident, that might be helpful because they say if you're, you know, real limp and relaxed, that's the best way to survive.
Fall asleep
an
behind
accident.
The wheel, Jeff, you are getting into an accident. And that's a public service announcement from us and James Earl Jones.
You guys will be getting the check. We'll be invoicing you for that public service announcement because you are the public. And thanks so much.
Thanks so much for the money.
We appreciate that.
Hey, does this sound good to you? Do you want this in all your cars? Do you fall asleep to any specific kind of noise?
Yeah, that's a great question.
We'd like to know that too. You can let us know on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
And you can hashtag those.
Earmuffs.
Earmuffs. And hey, if you'd like to discuss this in real time, but not make any noise, there are a couple ways to do it. Number one is the Discord. That's for patrons and patrons only. Don't you even look at it, you slimy non-patron.
Yeah.
Head to
Patreon. We invoiced you very clearly for this episode.
you stole fizzy lifting drinks. Good day. You head to patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. Support the show for any amount per month, and you get access to the Discord. You can also head to our Facebook group. Facebook is a perfectly fine website that isn't doing anything wrong.
Nope.
They said so just in front of our government, and the government said, good work, Facebook. So you know you can go to it. Facebook, you can trust it. tmcopyrightr.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. James Earl Jones sees everything you do.